We are back. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, Alabama. Y'all, I'm talking about this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. By the way, I got to tell you something else about Inspire Advisors. If you didn't hear this, so they've already been offering people an opportunity for a free look at your portfolio to see whether or not biblically responsible investing would be something you'd be interested in, kind of show you whether there's things in your portfolios, your investments, that might be supporting companies that are absolutely antithetical to the stuff you say you believe in. It's a real deal. Paul Breyer and his team at Inspire Advisors are going one step further now. For this fall, they are holding monthly classes for those who want to dig in on what it means to invest and to be proud of what you invest in. They're literally going to teach you how to screen companies, select the asset allocations you need for your portfolio to determine the risk-reward match that you want, and to do so in a way that leaves you with a bottom line that's growing for your retirement or your set-asides, at the same time making you proud of what it is you're investing in. It's biblically responsible investing. It's very cool. And if you want to talk to Paul Breyer and his team at Inspire Advisors, it's too easy to get on this list. This, by the way, these classes are going to fill up quick. So the first one is this month in September. The next one's going to be October, then November. And if you want to sign up, all you got to do is go to their website, www.moneypatternwealth.com. That's moneypatternwealth.com. Or for that matter, just go to our website, rightsidemedia.org. We have a tab called Right Side Radio Sponsors. Go to it, click on their logo, takes you right to their website. Look, Inspire Advisors, they're doing everything they can to help folks grow their retirement at the same time be proud of what they're investing in. It's like conservative, godly. It's like financial freedom all at the same time. These classes will fill up quickly, so if you want to do it, check them out. Inspire Advisors. All right, we're going to jump on. I'm going to have to call this kind of a mini dipper, because the rest of the show has already been sort of dominated by a ton of I got text messages here I've not even touched yet. I had one from Jerome from Rome. He hadn't texted in a while. I just saw his text in the string, and now I got to find it. Where'd he go? Jerome from Rome. Darn it. I'll find it in a minute. But the bottom line is this. You guys have been prolific texters today. But let me do a mini dipper here. Big Rig, go ahead and get that audio clip number 2 that I sent you this morning ready to roll. You good? You good on it? All right. So here's the deal. Let me preface everything by saying this. There was a moment in the debate that I thought Trump did a great job. He was classic Trump. He was witty and firm all at the same time. He was putting her in her place in a great way, because she was trying to do the whole, well, there's people that served in your administration who don't even support you. They've worked with you and they don't want to ever see you get elected again. And his response was, yeah, because I fired them. Of course they're mad at me. He said, they all go out and start writing books. Mm-hmm. He said, nobody wants to write a book in your administration because nobody gets fired. Nobody ever gets held accountable for anything in your administration. So what a great response. And that was not rehearsed. That was off the cuff. At least it appeared to be. So the point of the matter is this. Democrats rarely ever hold their people accountable. One of the only places in the world you're allowed to fail up is in government, and it's just absolutely ridiculous. There's a story that came out. Let me get these notes over here. Hang on a second. There's a story that came out just this morning, was it? I think it is. TheHill.com. Reporting that once again, Senator Tommy Tuberville is making waves. This story came out yesterday afternoon. Senator Tommy Tuberville from Alabama clashed with Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin earlier this year about the Pentagon's health care policies, and now he is holding up the promotion of a top Austin aide who is in line to become a 4-star commander in the Pacific. Here's the storyline. The guy who wants to be a 4-star general, who is tight with Secretary Austin, was one of Secretary Austin's immediate aides at the time that Secretary Austin went AWOL. Remember that? Early this year, we lost the Secretary of Defense for like 5 days and nobody even knew it. Nobody notified the White House. It just, you know, like, and so Tuberville saying, "That was your job, Lieutenant General Clark, three-star Clark. That was your job. And now you want me to confirm you for a fourth star? And you failed to even notice the White House that the SecDef was gone?" And so, by the way, folks, that's your senator. U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville is saying, "I'm not about to confirm this guy right now getting a fourth star." Here's his quote from his office. "Senator Tuberville has concerns about Lieutenant General Clark's actions during Secretary Austin's hospitalization. He knew that Secretary Austin was incapacitated and did not tell the commander-in-chief," said Mallory Jaspers. I've communicated back and forth with Mallory. She's great. And she's putting that statement out saying basically, why? Why? There's no accountability here. You talk about a screw-up. The guy who is one of those in the National Command Authority who has nuclear power is missing in action for 5 days, and the guy who failed to notify the White House now wants his fourth star. Well, so last night, Big Reg, that audio clip, let's do this. I'm going to go ahead and play this. This is last night. This is the response to the attempt to denigrate Trump by saying, "There's people who don't even want to work with you anymore." And he goes, "That's because I fire them when they do a bad job. You don't." Go ahead and play it. You ready? Go ahead and play it.
"A different kind of a person. I fired most of those people. Not so graciously. They did bad things or a bad job. I fired them. They never fired one person. They didn't fire anybody having to do with Afghanistan and the Taliban and the 13 people whose were just killed, viciously and violently killed. And I got to know the parents and the family. They didn't fire. They should have fired all those generals, all those top people, because that was one of the most incompetently handled situations anybody has ever seen. So when somebody does a bad job, I fire them. And you take a guy like Esper. He was no good. I fired him. So he writes a book. Another one writes a book, because with me, they can write books. With nobody else, can they? But they have done such a poor job, and they never fire anybody. Look at the economy. Look at the inflation. They didn't fire any of their economists. They have the same people. That's a good way not to have books written about you. But just to finish, I got more votes than any Republican in history by far."
It's hilarious.
It is hilarious. But it's so spot on, though, isn't it?
I did the best job firing them, basically.
Yeah, and I love the part where he says they write books. I fire them, so they go write books. He said, "You never fire anybody. That's a great way not to have a book written about you."
Nobody else can write a book unless they're fired by me.
But listen, accountability is important. It's a piece of life, first of all. It also tells us that there is some level of purification, all right? There is some measure of fixing the rights and the wrongs. I recognize that there are people who get fired unjustly. I do. I recognize that there are people who, you know, lose their way and they have a bad mistake and they get like trounced on for it. But I also recognize that what happens so often, especially in Democrat administrations, is people will hose a situation to the point that people die, and no one is ever held accountable. And zero accountability kills. It just does. You can't tell me otherwise. And by the way, he nailed it. That was one of his best opportunities yesterday to put the wood to her, and he did. And you could tell that she didn't know what to say to that. It was a moment where she didn't really have good response. She thought she was going to throw a zinger out there and get him off his game, and he came back pretty gamey. Zero accountability kills. Now, I will say this. Here's a piece that's happening right here at home. I'm still digging into it. I'm catching up to it because I've been so focused on some of the stuff happening on the national level this week. But there's a story on 1819 News that came out yesterday afternoon. It's been developing over a few days. I've been tracking it mildly. But the Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs, the commissioner is Kent Davis. And Kent Davis has apparently gotten sideways with the governor. And Kent Davis has apparently gotten sideways with others in state government. I don't know Kent Davis. I don't have an opinion about his service. He's a retired rear admiral who is now serving as the Department of Veterans Affairs commissioner for the state of Alabama. And the governor asked him to resign. And at first he said no, he wasn't going to. Then he had a meeting with her, and he has now tendered his resignation. Here's my point. At whatever level you're at, doesn't matter whether you're the city councilwoman who's blowing people off in Sylacauga, Alabama, because they're just not, they're not meeting her standards, or whether you're the Department of Veterans Affairs commissioner for the state of Alabama, or whether you're the four-star general who presided over the debacle in Afghanistan. Accountability is a necessary function of life. What it also shows people is that, A, you may be hard to work with, but B, you at least require of your people to meet a standard that you set for them because you're the boss. That's not heartless. That's life. The Harris administration is expected to be every bit of the coddling group that they were into the Biden-Harris administration. I have no reason to believe that anybody like Pete Buttigieg or any of the others would ever be held accountable for doing a horrible, horrible job. Pete Buttigieg, you were given billions of dollars to do what you said was so necessary to put charging stations all along the highways and byways of America. How many did you build in 3 years with the billions of dollars? Seven. Well, why are you still in the job? And, oh, by the way, he took 3 months of, you know, paternity leave when he and his partner adopted somebody, a child. How about Energy Secretary Granholm? You just hosed Alabama's energy sector. We are now depleted in our strategic oil reserves. We are now looking at gas prices being unlike what they were before they got elected, and we are energy dependent. Why are you still in the job? Mark Milley was allowed to retire, never said a word about how badly Afghanistan went. General Milley, no accountability. All I'm saying is this, zero accountability kills. All right, I got time for a quick phone call. I just realized Brian from Huntsville's on. Hey, Brian, how you doing, buddy?
Doing okay, but I liked what Trump said about firing last night.
Yeah.
And the general not getting that because he's in charge of a lot of people below him. Like, let's go back to Berdahl, who voluntarily left his post.
Oh, yeah. Bo Berdahl.
And was taken away, and then he, while in captivity, so to say, got added two ranks to. Yes. I was enlisted, and no, the points weren't there.
Yeah.
How does he get two ranks? Well, he's taken away, and how does somebody higher than him let that happen?
It's a mess, man.
That's my whine of the day, sir.
Good enough. You. Appreciate you, man. All right, look, that was a mini rant, maybe a mini dipper, but it was actually on the list, so I'm hoping it counts on John's grading. All said and done, zero accountability, y'all. We can't keep putting people in office that allow people to fail up, because we're the ones who wind up reaping the consequences thereof. All right, Big Rig, take me to the last break of the day. We'll do that right now, and then we'll come right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. I'll get some of your text messages. There's no way I can get them all, but I'm going to try. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.